Today's consumers are fortunate to be able to simply respond to the popular marketing tagline, "Got milk?" and not have to worry about the pasteurization procedure. We are spoiled literally and figuratively. We have been spoiled too much that we never thought about how milk made back in the day. Have you ever wondered where milk came from? We are known that milk comes from cow, obviously. But how is it made? What is the process when it comes to consumer? This process has been updating and updating over time. However, they have a very interesting to do this process. Luckily enough, Pioneer Village has equipment that could perform old school house sanitary dairy process, more specifically milk, as shown in the picture below. We can see that this is the old-fashioned milking equipment. From the 1865, roughly around that time, from the sunrise, farmers would attach this machine into cow and let it do their work. As the book said, farmers will go out without one. And sure, it was one of the modern cow milkers of that time. Setting up the milkers also a process throughout the milking. First step is clean and weather the stand on the left side of the pump. Hold the handle of pump and keep the bucket under the machine by your left arm and spout a pump. Second step is after milking one cow, the second cow should place where the wooden bucket set and repeat the process. Pioneer Village also acquired a machine called a visible duplex milker, which allowed farmers to milk two cows at the same time. However, we still need to strip by hand after all. While we can see and understand how to use the milker, we also honor enough to see old school mill stools, which with different shapes, size back in the day that they used to contain mills. Just a little bit notice, it is not safe to use those stools again since it has been left outside for too long, so we should not try to steal it and use that to show how artistic we are. Moreover, Pioneer Village even have a milk bottle back in the 1884 that is a standardized quart milk bottle came from Dr. Henry Thatcher of Potsdam, New York. Surprisingly, Henry told to Pioneer Village that his bottle was all handmade pouring milk from his can into customer pitcher and enjoy a fully fresh batch of morning milk from cows. Moreover, in 1903, Michael Owen from Toledo Glass Plant perfectly invent the first fully automatic bottle making machine. They used to use milk bottle all the way until 1840, where the first paper mill carton first invented and came with different shape and square, heavily coated with paraffin wax, commenced appearing in suburban store, but it was commonly used until 1953. A fun item that can be categorized on this article is a thermal bottle called Aladdin Thermalware Jar, invented in 1919 by Victor Johnson of Chicago. This is the original thermal bottle that first invented and named after himself. He invented this thermal jar in order to keep the food hot or cold in a longer period, maybe useful for storing milk from cow in order to keep the from getting spoiled. The jar are equipped with an outside steel or aluminum jacket along with cork insulation in order to keep the temperature of the food longer. This is related to our topic because we all know that how easy it is to go from fresh milk to spoiled milk. And we also know that back in the day we did not have the refrigerator. So this item was a groundbreaking item for milk lovers.